Angela, the weather did not play nice for the fireworks last weekend. Several countries' planned displays, including the homeland Canada, got canceled, unfortunately. But this weekend, it's looking more promising for folks to see some really brilliant fireworks displays up at Niagara Falls.
Yeah, we're happy about that. I'm hoping that the weather stands as is. I think in the most severe cases, it was really about the wind. I know that when we met with the organizers, we said, what's it going to take to be canceled? And it was pretty much, you know, rain or shine, snow, sleet, hail, just the wind and, of course, lightning. So we're looking good for this weekend. But I would still urge people, if they're planning to come out, to check WFOL.com, WinterFestivalOfLights.com, to make sure that the schedule still stands.
Now, on this side of the border, where are the best places to view the fireworks?
So what we did here at Niagara Falls State Park, we've been accused of being peeping Toms, but we figured that there were going to be a lot of folks that wouldn't want to cross the border. So what we've done is created a sort of a viewing area at lot number 3 on Goat Island. We're offering free parking in lot number 2 with trolley shuttles over to lot number 3. And we've hired a sound system that's providing the synchronized music. We've got refreshments, and I was out there last week, Friday, and it was a really, really good location. So, urging people to do that.
And that was my next question, is the view from this side, I imagine there's probably a really good panoramic view of, you know, not just the falls, but the fireworks, and even just the spread of the lights from the Canadian side.
Yeah, I mean, the location in lot number 3, unfortunately, doesn't give you the view of the falls, but it gets you pretty darn close to the firework action. I can't say for certain that there's any view here on this side with the falls in it, but certainly lot number 3 really provided a really nice up-close viewing of the fireworks. At one point, you were able to almost feel sort of the explosion. So,
and you know what? And maybe when you're a kid, that wasn't as much fun, the booms, but when you're older, maybe that's part of the novelty, is looking forward to the booms, like on 4th of July.
Yeah, and I got, you know, everyone's like, well, what was the big deal? These were amazing fireworks. I mean, I think we're all used to the local stuff we get, and UB always has such a great display and bisons and stuff like that. But this was really, really unique to Western New York and really magical to see. I mean, with the music, it was just really, you could tell that people were really awestruck.
And this is an international competition. Their points are awarded for things including the choice of music, the creativity, even the crowd reaction. So I imagine the countries that still have yet to display this weekend will really want to pull out all the stops.
It would seem like it, and definitely could say that China did. I think their program was a little shorter than I think we had all anticipated, so hopefully we get a little bit longer out of Finland and Brazil. But it's unique and novel, and we're all grateful to the Winter Festival of Lights folks across the water for letting us be a part of it.
Have you heard whether Canada might have a chance to give off a display, even just to make up for it being the host country?
Yeah, I haven't heard. I don't know. That would be nice, right?
Well, let's talk about this side of the border with the holidays coming up. We have Thanksgiving on the horizon, and then, of course, we'll get into the Christmas season. What are some of the attractions that folks can look forward to for Niagara Parks on this side of the border?
Well, you know, I think one of the best things that Niagara Falls is known for at the holidays was Festival of Lights. And every year around this time we hear, oh, it'd be great if Festival of Lights came back. That's never really going to happen. The infrastructure doesn't exist anymore. The volunteers that it took to run a festival like that doesn't exist. So a bunch of us here, including State Parks, Visit Niagara Falls USA, the Culinary Institute, City of Niagara Falls, we've gotten together to create a new event called Jingle Falls USA. This is the second year. It runs for 4 days through December. It starts November 30th on Friday night with a brand new festival that we're calling Festival of Slice. It's a celebration of all of the amazing pizza in Niagara Falls, USA. I think Buffalo is known for its chicken wings, but if you have not had Niagara Falls pizza, you need to get up to Festival of Slice. And then for the next 3 Saturdays in a row, there's going to be a bunch of activities all throughout Niagara Falls and Niagara Falls State Park and the city that just celebrate the holidays. There's something for everybody. We're doing hikes and walks, and we're having meet and greets with Siberian Huskies, and there's a Nerds Gone Wild concert on Old Falls Street on December 1st in the evening. Fireworks displays, a SantaCon on December 15th. So there's a ton of activities to see and enjoy. And the full schedule is at jinglefallsusa.com.